is it?
Well, it's about bloody time too.
This world has been in the grip of an evil force.
The Daleks give thanks and appreciation to the Great Temporary.
The Daleks are here?
Do not move. You have been identified.
However, your warning will come too late.
You're so close to the truth, Doctor. This, my friends, not just this room, everything. This whole planet is my TARDIS.
Doctor Who, Temperamency of the Daleks, Episode 4.
Follow me!
Follow you? Why, where are we?
Do not question the Daleks! You will move ahead of me, through the door. Obey me!
Now look here, the Daleks are guests.
Don't argue with them, Baron, you'll make things worse. Come on.
Transmission of codes complete. Open the door! I obey!
By the Temporary? It's huge in here!
I've heard that before.
Such technology! But how does it all fit in? The palace isn't even quite this big.
I don't recognize the devices. They don't even fit in with other Dalek technology.
I recognize it. It's my own. The technology of the Time Lords. This, my friends, not just this room, everything. This whole planet is my TARDIS.
Your what?
I need to start hanging out with a more knowledgeable crowd.
Silence! You will approach the Dalek Supreme now! Reports! Prisoners were found concealed just beyond the main door. Unimportant! They are useless to our plans! Exterminate them! I obey!
Wait!
Do not speak unless spoken to!
But I know the Doctor!
Silence! Wait! You are known to the Doctor!
I was at the Academy with him. Yes, we're all good friends of his.
What? Even him?
Eh? Yes, even Berenger.
Then you have a use! Pin them to the wall, they will be used as bait! I obey! When the Doctor realizes his friends are our captives, he will have no choice but to return to us, and the Daleks will be waiting!
Well, this is interesting. No, wait, boring. Are we finished yet? Anyone? Hello? I wonder if this is a punishment.
Punishment? For what? Stealing the last bowl worth of cereal for breakfast? Leaving the cap off the toothpaste? Allowing your friend to be mercilessly killed by the Daleks to be held a moment from death by a supernatural temporal field? Oh, surely not for something that petty.
Where are we?
I thought I'd take you somewhere where we wouldn't be interrupted. It's so very rare that we get these times when we can just sit down and talk.
And what do you want? Vengeance for poking a bit of fun? Honestly, if I'm being petty, then... Wait, you're not Baron.
Ah, excellent, Doctor. I was wondering how long you'd take to work it out.
An episode and a half, you lot, so I win. You'd better all pay up.
Sorry, just a little pool we had going.
Have I met the real Baron?
Not since that meeting with the Temporary. No, I'm something far greater, far more than the standard run-of-the-mill thug.
Then how about you show me your true shape?
I'm not sure you could say I have one. Not when I can go from this...
to this. Much more pleasing, isn't it?
Who are you?
Far greater than even you can comprehend, Doctor. Even with your advanced Gallifreyan brain. But you still don't recognize me, do you?
Not remotely. Besides, who you're pretending to be.
How about this? Am I getting any closer?
No, just stranger. Is Miss Jask meant to be important?
Not especially, Doctor. Neither's the irritatingly
French Mr. Corset. Remember killing me, Doctor? Do you remember letting me die?
All right, I get it. You can change shape to look like anyone else. Very clever. You must be a hit at parties.
No, Doctor. You still do not understand. Such a shame. It appears I must be, much more obvious.
It's the High Council of the Time Lords, Doctor. Good of you to drop in. And do you remember what happened last time?
Very clever.
But soon, you will encounter far more scarier threats.
You're losing your originality. Whatever you are. You realize the original said exactly the same thing in more or less that order?
You're being very naive, Doctor. What makes you think I'm not the original?
You've been impersonating people since I got here. You've been pretending to be Odelia and Jask, and you're not pretending, are you? It wasn't the Time Lord who sent me on that mission. It was you. Who are you?
So, you Time Lords, you travel in time and space in these ships?
The technical name is a TARDIS.
Do they all look like planets?
Oh no, they're supposed to look like anything. That blue box in Main Street, that's the Doctor's one.
So why does yours look like this?
Well, oh, who cares? Thanks to you, we're all going to die and you're going to ruin a very, very promising career. Mine.
Will you please stop saying that?
I wish we weren't so tied up. Otherwise, I'd take pleasure in kicking his ass around about now.
I beg your pardon?
If you hadn't been trying to work your way up the ladder of success, we wouldn't be in this position right now.
You broke the law. I was following my orders.
That's crap, and you know it. You've always had it in for me.
That's true, but still...
That's enough, both of you. Now, do you want me to give my little explanation here or not?
I'm sorry.
Right. Now, my people, the Time Lords, had sent me on a mission around these parts, just a general thing, charting the local clusters, making sure things are all stable and everything. But I was attacked by a Dalek attack squadron.
Thrilling.
It was. I survived, but only by luck. My TARDIS's defense systems overloaded, dematerializing the Daleks, but crippling my TARDIS in the process. The dimensional stabilizers failed, expanding the whole ship's outer shell to accommodate what it could from the internals.
And it became the size of the planet.
Not just the size. It became a planet. The chameleon circuits are still in order. It just attempted to blend in as well as it could. I was forced to live here, alone on my TARDIS, until a colony ship or two crashed here.
A colony ship?
So, you're interested now, eh? Yes, a colony ship, full of humans, your ancestors.
And this is the source of the Temporomancer's power? Your time machine?
The Time Rotor's been leaking Artron energy for centuries. That has to affect those living here. I, funnily enough, remained immune, being a Time Lord and all.
So, what's the Daleks got to do with this?
Obviously they know about this, and they want to harness its power. The Daleks have always been trying to conquer time. Conquer it properly, I mean.
How will they do that?
I don't know, really. They seem to need the Doctor, but I can't think why. I mean, if they need a Time Lord, they're fine, since they've already got me. And I'm just as much Gallifreyan as he. Note to self, keep mouth shut.
Maybe they didn't hear you.
Wait! Second prisoner, you are also a Time Lord. Speak!
I could be.
No. I'm the Time Lord. I'm the one from Galilee. Set me free or I'll...
Shut up!
Or I'll shut up. No. Wait.
Silence. Initiate scan of prisoners. Scan indicates the elder male prisoner is a Time Lord. The Doctor is no longer required. Release him.
Much obliging.
What are you going to do with him?
You will not question the Daleks. Get onto your feet, Time Lord.
I'm an old man, you pepperpot. Give me a moment.
Now!
All right. Where are we going?
You will move ahead of me!
I, as they say, obey.
Bran, I think things have just got worse.
I'm tempted to agree with you there.
You must remember this one, Doctor. Your companions have been many and varied, but I'm sure you're the type to remember everyone.
I should do. Look, are you getting to the point anytime soon? If it was you and not the Time Lord who gave me the slightest device, then why? What's the point?
Oh, Doctor, don't be so impatient. I'll explain things in my own way. Now, are you really sure you remember all your companions?
They've traveled with me for a fair amount of time. I tend to remember the likes of that.
What, even me, Doc?
This has to be a first, the shape changer pretending to be a shape changer.
Yeah, well, Doc, you know I'm always up for a challenge. So, you sure you remember me?
Yes, your Frobisher, that penguin-shaped whippadil, traveled with me for a while in my sixth incarnation with Perry. Then there was that brief spell when I was on holiday from Ace.
Well done, Doc. And?
What do you mean, and?
Aw, you don't remember? I knew it. You know, I should get offended about that, but I'm a decent whippadil, and it's not your fault. Besides, at least you didn't end up killing me.
Unlike someone else I can mention.
Mike.
Or maybe you can mention them. Remember when you first met me?
Obviously. Earth 2001. You were running away from some local drug dealers after you've sold them some flour.
Got anyone? And before that?
I didn't know Mike before that.
But life in general?
The Time Lord had... Okay, you had given me a slider's device to up the ratings for the BBC.
And before that?
Oh, before that I was... I don't remember.
Don't? Or won't?
Honestly can't recall what happened. I'm sure I... can't remember. The oddest thing before that is... is...
Never really realised, did you? The gaps in your memory, you've had them for a while.
I remember being exiled. I remember my regenerations, fighting the Master on the Pharos Project, seeing Adric die, trying to choke Perry, beating Fenric at chess, fighting Faction Paradox, being Zagreus, singing at Shalfa, all of it. But... what did you do to me?
One at a time, Doctor. Let's go back to another point.
What point? The Time Lord had... okay, you had given me a slider's device to up the ratings for the BBC.
Doesn't that strike you as a little strange?
No, not at the time anyway, but now I think about it.
What is the BBC?
It's... well, it has to be,
It's not a television channel, if that's what you're thinking. Okay, well, it is, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Could you please get to the point sometime soon?
The point is, you haven't been doing what you think you've been doing.
So what have I been doing?
Of all the doctors, Doctor, yours has been the weakest, no offence. They also face the evil's incredible power. Sutek, Fenric, Omega, Zagreus, all these terrible enemies. What have you done in this body? Face some ordinary humans, Cybertrons that don't do well in corridors, sometimes that, well, need I go on?
Even the Master was asking for it.
Have you ever wondered why your enemies have been so crap of late?
I thought I was just lucky.
Not lucky, manipulated.
How?
The slightest device. What if you could travel to parallel dimension? What if you could slide into another world where it's the same year and you're the same person, but everyone else is different?
Are you saying for the entire time that I've been using that device, I've been in another dimension?
Not exactly. It's this universe, to a degree, the same monsters, the same situations, seen through... well, you could call it a filter, I suppose. Granted, it's a crap filter, but a safety net in a way.
But no, can't be.
Think about it, how else do you run so easily? Just run away from a group of drug dealers, have a half-sabotaged captain mysteriously find a gun and shoot all the Cybertrons in under a minute, pushing the Master up a convenient ledge. It's all been entertaining, but you have to admit that the scouts have always been pushing to your favour. Companions conveniently appear just when you need them. Your TARDIS appears to be destroyed, but how lucky it was only a pretend one. A murder mystery of the victim is pointed out the moment he is named as Mr. Body.
And now?
And now you're in the real world. Everything is real, nothing's manipulated. Is it any wonder that stupid stuff, the improbability drive, never worked? And look what's happened. Now tell me, would any of the other doctors have failed so spectacularly against the Daleks? Your companion is as good as dead. Xylos is in the position to give them a complete mastery of time.
No.
Isn't it all fun?
Why are you telling me this?
Because we are the Great Seals. We feast on the emotions of others, and we do our master's bidding. We have been entertained by your adventures, Doctor. We have enjoyed it immensely. But all things must come to an end, and they have decreed that your next season will not be renewed.
So that's it. You've had enough of my entertainment. You're going to kill me?
We like to call it a hiatus.
I like to call it murder.
Not our hand, it won't be. I would like to see you try and succeed in this universe. Try and stop the monsters when they're not too busy already destroying themselves. In a world which isn't already helping you, you'll be killed in minutes.
Then send me back. I'm bored of this void. Let me back to that planet. I'll show you a doctor who can destroy the Daleks.
Your grand finale? Very well.
Let me go. I beg of you, stop this.
Has the implant been prepared? It has.
Implant? What implant?
When the implant has been inserted into your brain, you will become a willing slave of the Daleks. All the data you contain in your mind will be the data of the Daleks. We will be able to repair this damaged time travel capsule, and the secrets of time will be ours.
Stop this, you can't!
Be silent, install the implant.
No, 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 no!
You heard the man. Stop it.
The doctor. Alert. The doctor has intruded. Alert. 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 Emergency.
That's the problem with Daleks. Too chatty.
Do not move. You are to be exterminated.
You know, I've heard that before. Never worked then either. Of course, now I have help up my sleeve.
What is that?
Oh, just some friends of mine. Shall I open the door? But I so love doing this.
The traitors to my crown have been destroyed. Rescue all you can. The temporary leads you on.
That she does. You're finished, Dalek. Washed up. Time to die.
Thank Rassilon.
Or just me. Here, let me untie you.
So did you convince the Temporary to help?
I got a special meeting alone with her. Explain what was happening, where this planet came from and everything. She believed me.
Did you find out about my TARDIS?
Let's just say I had some advice. There, you're free. Go release Odelia and Baron. I have some things to deal with here.
What are you going to do?
Install this, the sliders device.
The what?
No time to explain. Mind if I borrow your console?
Oh, be my guest. Everyone else has.
Right. Now just plug this thing here.
Doctor! See, there he is!
Doctor! Doctor, you're here!
Yeah, willing, almost able, and finished. Hold on for something.
What?
Here we go!
Happening?
I'm using the sliders device to take the Daleks from this dimension. The swordsmen will be fine. I told them to free themselves in this time so they wouldn't be dragged through. Which reminds me, Odelia, Baron, you better do the same for us.
So, for all your recent past, you've been in another universe and you had no idea?
As far back as I can remember being in this regeneration. And no, I hadn't a clue.
Amazing. And you don't know who or why they did it?
I got this rather stupid excuse and explanation, but I don't believe it. All I know is that some force had been manipulating me into it for some reason. Though it explains a lot.
Such as?
How I suddenly had someone declaring she was my new companion despite not having a clue who I was for the purposes of one adventure. Why everyone I seemed to meet looked and sounded like the same people over and over.
But what would be the point? The reasoning behind it?
I have no idea. To weaken me. Be sure that I couldn't cope in the real universe once I'd been given an easy run previously. Or perhaps something else I hadn't discovered yet. Either way, I'll have to go back in.
What? But why? You...
The Grady Ossie was right. I'm not built for this universe. One short adventure against a real enemy, and look what happened. Mike's been killed.
You survived, though. You defeated the Daleks.
Only through luck, and the help I got from the Grady Ossie when it returned me to the Temporary's throne room so I could appeal to her again. I couldn't get anywhere near that assistance again.
You're underestimating yourself, Doctor.
Perhaps, but I don't feel ready. At least there I can possibly do some good without doing the bad. It may not be my native universe, but besides, there's other reasons.
Oh?
It's now infested with some very capable Daleks. They have to be stopped, otherwise they'll take advantage of the surreal ways. And as Mike, it's his native universe, Silos. I can't keep him away from that.
He's dying, Doctor.
The whole dimension is swung in our favour. It won't let a single blast from a Dalek gun get in its way. He'll recover and survive easily. I'll need K-9, though.
Yes, you would. He's the only thing keeping the lad stable.
And K-9 will be the only thing to be sure Mike could survive in there, too. I don't think he'll be happy about the fact that he's tied to K-9 for at least the foreseeable future. Do you like the idea, K-9?
Negative, Master.
I still think you're making a mistake. You can't hide.
I'm not hiding. I'm retreating. I have to find out why I was sent there, even if that world is strange and unusual.
I guess there are upsides to a world that's strange and unusual. Will you take your TARDIS?
Yes. If you could operate the sliders device from here, I can pilot it in there.
It looks almost burnt out.
One more charge left.
You won't be able to return, you know.
One day I will. I've done it before.
Yes. All right. I'll do this for you.
Thank you, Silos. And thank you for K-9. You'll get him back when I return.
If you return.
Come on, K-9. Ready? You keep him in your ray beam, I'll carry him.
Affirmative, Master.
It'll be like old times, K-9. It might look more like Leela, anyway. Come on, Mike. Let me carry you.
Good luck, Doctor.
Thank you. And to you.
Doctor?
Yes?
Will you tell Mike he comes from an artificial universe?
I don't know. Possibly, one day. When I think he could handle it. Goodbye.
Right. Let's see. How do I... Yes. Well, that's it then. No more sliders device. You're on your own now, Doctor. You, K-9 and Mike. You'll have to find another way back. Oh, I do hope you made the right decision.